Macmillan Audio presents Good Dog, Bad Cop. Written by David Rosenfeld. Read for you by Fred Berman. It had been a while since Danny Avery was on anything resembling a stakeout. Of course, this could never be classified as a normal stakeout. No one else in the Patterson Police Department knew where he was or what he was doing. Avery was working this one independently. At some point, they would find out, but by then the operation would be over. Of course, if it wasn't successful, they'd never hear about it. Because in that case, he sure as hell would not be filing a report about it. Fortunately, this action tonight was not going to last long. 2 hours at most. Then Avery would follow his subject, approach him when he was alone, and drop the hammer on him. He was very much looking forward to that. Avery was well positioned on the darkened street, far enough away that he could not be seen, but absolutely in a place where he could not miss seeing the target when he appeared. Avery was pretty confident that no one had seen him, certainly not the people he was after. He could hear their conversation through the planted wire, and it was going exactly as he hoped. He was recording it on his phone, and would ultimately make good use of that audio. But for the moment, Avery would have to wait, anxiously, because this night would be the night it would all start to come together, one way or the other. It had taken a lot of time, and the next 2 hours would seem like no time at all by comparison. Avery's reputation and his future in the department were on the line, and this would change the trajectory of both for the better. 2 hours. Danny Avery never heard the noise or felt the impact. The back of his head exploded, sending blood and brain matter all across the dashboard and the front windshield, which shattered when the bullet reached it. His assailant reached into the car, grabbed Avery's cell phone from the dash, and fled into the night, unseen. The idea of people getting away with murder pisses me off, which is why the past 2 days have been so infuriating. My name is Corey Douglas, and along with my partners Lori Collins and Marcus Clark, we call ourselves the K-Team. That name is in honor of the fourth member of our squad, Simon Garfunkel, the German Shepherd who retired from the Patterson Police Department when I did. Naming our group was Lori's idea, and I reluctantly went along. I pointed out that we are private investigators, not a bowling team. But I gave in because there's no harm in a name, so it just wasn't a big deal. I would certainly have drawn the line at wearing uniforms if anyone had suggested it. Even though we are private investigators, we've recently been at least partially on the public payroll. That's because Pete Stanton, the captain in charge of the homicide division of the Patterson PD, has hired us to investigate cold cases. Pete had explained that financial restrictions were preventing him from hiring new cops, but that a budget anomaly provided funds for hiring consultants. He figured if he didn't spend the money, he wouldn't get credit for being frugal. The bureaucrats would just take back the money. So we are the chosen consultants. Well-paid chosen consultants at that. I'm making 3 times what I made in my days on the force, overtime included. Best of all, I don't have to punch a clock, and nobody's looking over my shoulder. Pete has given us general freedom to decide which cold cases we're interested in tackling, though he has to sign off on them. So for the last 2 days here at the station, we've been going through the files he's provided, which have been among the most unpleasant days I can remember. As an ex-cop, I am aware of the awful things that people can do to each other, and how often they do them. So going through these cases, which consist of one unsolved murder after another, does not shock or enlighten me. But it does depress me, and it certainly angers me. Since each case
sample complete. Ready to continue?